Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his convictions for child sexual abuse has today been dismissed by the Victorian Court of Appeal. Annie Hastwell reports.
The three-judge Court of Appeal dismissed Cardinal Pell's first grounds for appeal that the jury acted unreasonably in finding him guilty by a margin of 2-1. In a summary of the judgment, the Chief Justice Anne Ferguson said two of the three judges found the complainant came across as someone who was telling the truth. It's news that's been greeted with great relief among the victims of abuse community. Hetty Johnson from Bravehearts.
Not what we expected. We expected, you know, that the connections and the power and everything else would prevail. The pressure on the court would prevail, but it didn't. And I think what it does is it really does, you know, give us a big leap of faith back in the criminal system again, in the law system and in the courts. It's a, you know, the survivors over many, many years have lost faith in the courts to deliver justice to them, but this is the beginning of a cultural shift that I hope will change all that.
Well, last night, were you not expecting this?
No. Very fearful last night and over the last little while that the whole thing with it, that his appeal would be upheld and that it would be thrown out. I mean, we know that it's so hard to convict on these matters because you're talking about a very clever offender who totally manipulates, you know, the situation and the environment, and a very frightened child. And, you know, so there's no witnesses. It's just very, very difficult to convict on at the best of times. But then with someone like George Pell, which is one of the most powerful organisations in the world, and all of the friends that brings with it, it was surprising. But restores my faith in the criminal justice system, and I'm very happy today.
Are you worried at all about the fact that it may go to the High Court?
No, I'm not anymore. I think that I trust the system now. I just think they've had a really good look at this. If there was any way that it could be overturned, then I imagine that it would have been by now. Two agreed, one didn't. I think we just have to accept this for what it is, and I hope that George Pell does too.
In a statement, Pell maintained his innocence. His lawyers are now reviewing the judgment with a view to a possible appeal to the High Court. I asked legal academic Tyrone Kirchengust what chances of success he would give that request.
It's very difficult for any lawyer or any legal academic to second-guess that, because the High Court, even where we've got cases that potentially present strongly, have denied special leave. You know, that the matter being a criminal justice matter has been dealt with appropriately by the relevant state court of appeal, and that is the end of the matter, and they could well do so in this case. Just because this is a case of notoriety doesn't necessarily, you know, that's not going to overrule the court to any extent. Pell being a cardinal is not going to overrule the justices to any extent. They're really going to have to feel that this is a case where they must take a critical lens to the conviction of the cardinal on the basis of the uncorroborated evidence of the sole victim complainant in this matter.
It's given a lot of people a lot of faith that, you know, one person can fight the system and fight the power that is within a system. So do you think that were the High Court to free Pell, for example, the feeling of Australia would be, or there'd be a very strong feeling against that decision? It's almost become like a David and Goliath fight,
yes,
in Australia,
yes,
hasn't it?
There is that background that people are in some ways reeling for holding to account of these very significant social and religious institutions that even after a royal commission that lasted some 5 years, some would feel have not been appropriately held to account. And this case in some respects symbolises, I think, you know, public sentiment around the holding to account of the church or churches and of powerful figures within the church. You can't sort of get more powerful in an Australian context than Cardinal Pell. But in terms of the way adversarial criminal justice works, the criminal trial and the appellate process, that is potentially altogether problematic. That is not how you are convicted or to remain convicted. So any of this sentiment, although it might reflect what people are feeling today and it might, as you said, vindicate justice for victims of crime, none of it goes to shoring up any of the verdicts, of course. The courts can only ever refer to it in the context that perhaps it may have tainted perhaps the independence of the original 12 jurors in the County Court of Victoria. I've done quite a bit of work on victims and victim rights in the trial, but it's contested and controversial, and it's not easy to just afford victims just as often. Yeah, I mean, you can paint Pell out to be the bad guy and the leader of, you know, dark times, but that's not the basis upon which we allow a conviction to stand.
Tyrone Kirchengust, Associate Professor in the UNSW Law School, finishing that report for The Wire's Annie Hastwell.